One word comes to mind, and I'm not big on it. And every time I say it, I try and stop myself, but it just comes out of my mouth. The word is busy. Not big on it. I don't like it. It becomes an excuse for some person. Sorry, I couldn't call you. I was busy. Well, were you really busy, or just didn't you want to ring me back? And realistically, the world that we live in at the moment, compliments of the mobile phone and the phone ringing and the emails, seriously, I'm not going to say busy. I'll find another word. It's intense. Let's go there. So I think it's important that we take time and we create space to breathe. I think it's all about quality of life. Carla Thomas is a holistic health coach, and I reckon Carla agrees with me and has some messages for all of us. Hello, Carla.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
How are you going?
Very well, thank you.
I'm not going to say the word busy. Are you relaxed?
I am relaxed and I'm not busy.
Good.
I'm just in spending my evening full having a chat with you.
Oh, good. So I've been pushing a little bit for a while, time and space, especially with the news cycle at the moment is intense. We always seem to be picking up the phone, picking up an email, doing something else. And it's really nice just to sit and do nothing for a while. When was the last time you got bored?
I'm very good at being bored, and very happily I make sure I have enough space to be bored, I guess, on the regular.
Good.
And it's very important to me for recharging.
So what is it that sucks the energy out of our lives? Because I've mentioned the phone, I've mentioned the emails. Is that pretty much it? Is it all technology?
Look, I think technology is a huge part of it, but I think just we've gotten to this habit of needing to completely fill up our days from morning to evening, but being on the go, and you know, weekends as well, not really being able to just enjoy, as we talked about, space or like welcome boredom. And I think the other problem as well is we maybe fill up too much of our time doing things we actually don't want to do, hence then feeling busy.
Right. So doing stuff that we don't want to do, but we have to do.
Yeah, I think that's where the energy zapping or the draining comes out of it. Because if you think about it, whether you've been on holiday, you've had a really good day free on the weekend to explore and done stuff, you might have been busy and full all day, but you didn't feel busy or exhausted in that typical kind of way you might have on a day that you're filled with all these errands and chores and work that you don't want to do. So I think there's just a big difference in being busy, unsatisfied, and busy and fulfilled with the things that you like.
Busy and unsatisfied. And see, again, that word, gee whiz, I stopped myself because it just occurred to me that I said it. So having lots to do and being unsatisfied, and having lots to do and achieving satisfaction, what a huge difference.
Well, absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. Busy is not necessarily a bad word if you're busy doing the things that you like. So I think it's just that now, we associate the word busy with just basically running around like a headless chook, and then maybe complaining about all the things that we have to do. Or I think sometimes wearing it now as a bit of a title, you know, when people are like, oh, I'm so busy, it's almost like importance or a level of significance.
Right. But people do wear a badge around their neck quite a lot of the time, don't they?
Yeah, and I mean, it's no disrespect to anyone. It's just that we're all busy doing things. I don't think there's too many people every day who are literally just waking up and, you know, sitting at home and not having things to do. So we all have things, but our majority of those things, not everything, because there are some things that we may not really love, but you got to get it done. I'm sure there are some chores or some, practices out there, but for the most part, I think when you are enjoying and getting satisfaction and reward and feeling purpose in what you're doing, you don't really notice or feel busy, so to speak. It's just living, I call it.
Well, see, now it's interesting. Carla Thomas, holistic health coach, joining us on the night shift tonight. It's interesting because if work is something that you have to do, but if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, which means that you'll achieve results. You'll get, I guess, a certain sense of satisfaction at the end of the day. So how do we get the balance right between doing what we have to do and doing what we want to do? I think the answer is to say no on occasions to things that we don't have to do. Am I getting it right or am I getting it wrong?
No, you've got it correct. Look, not everyone necessarily is going to feel passionate about or love your job, but then where do you make space elsewhere in your life for the things that do light you up? And quite often what I'll do with clients who've just forgotten what that is get them to write down if they time was on their side, if they didn't have to be anywhere or do anything, how would you spend your day? And all of a sudden, you know, the words start to flow on the paper and you see that smile light up on their face because they're thinking of all the activities they would do if they could. And I just say, all right, well, where can you start to fit some of those in? Because we tend to find that if there's not something in the calendar and someone asks us to do something, we're technically free, so we should. Whereas when I say, for example, my Saturday, I'm busy all day. I was busy for me all day, getting things I wanted to do, spending time reading a book, getting out into the ocean. That was me being busy for me.
Oh, I like that. See, what you've just done there is you've redefined the word busy, because I assume busy was doing things for other people, but you're saying busy can also be doing stuff for you. Prioritize yourself and don't miss out on the opportunity. Stop and smell the roses sometime and allow that to be a busy activity.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we know what that feels like during festive seasons or holidays. So we can bring that into our life. It's not necessarily easy and everyone's circumstances are different based on work or family or et cetera. But I think if it's a priority and something that you value, you'll always find a way, you know, whether it's a little or a lot, any day of the week to make that little bit of busyness account for you.
We've got Carla Thomas, holistic health coach, joining us on 882 6PR. Carla, don't go away. I'm going to take a quick break and we will come back with Carla straight after this.